Good evening, everybody. Welcome to a Third and Foot Long Show on Planet FM 104.6. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Darren. How are you?
Well, I've had a very interesting health 24 hours.
Health 24 hours?
Health 24 hours.
Oh, what has happened to you, Darren?
Well, yesterday, as you know, I've been sort of fighting a knee injury. And my back has been doing everything it can to support my knee. And yesterday my back just went, boop. Nope, no more.
Yep.
So today I've been taped up to hell. And tonight when I got out of the shower to get ready for the show, I put my tracks on, put my T-shirt on, and I put my hoodie on. And then I went, oh, what is that? And I realised that I nearly
took
my...
Nice tape.
Well, it wasn't the tape. I hadn't taken the coat hanger out of my hoodie.
Oh,
so the coat hanger nearly went through my eye.
Good job,
King Harold work. And then I hit my head off the boot of the car.
Oh, you're having a really good time. And then you're on a 17-hour flight in a couple of days.
The good thing is, though, things come in threes.
Oh, so what's the third thing?
Well, that's it. That's the three.
That's
That's the back, knocking my head and then nearly taking my eye out with a
coat hanger. Oh, so you're good to go then?
Yeah. How are you recovered from your op?
Oh, I'm good. I'm back to eating red meat and everything, so I'm pretty happy.
Oh, you're on it.
I know.
Excellent.
Speaking of food, should we get into the...
Shall we?
Chippy chips.
Oh, I have never known anything that was going to be this contentious. On Saturday, we just kind of texted each other and went, we need to do some food because everyone's missing the food poll. And I only posted it Sunday morning and it went wild.
Wild.
Wild. And it was like the amount of comments. Guess who's back?
Guess who's back? Dino. That's what you texted me. You texted me, guess who's back? And I was like, return of the Mac? I don't know.
Eminem is back. Yeah, so Dino got involved again. He was giving some history. Let me just find his comments. Here we go. There is a lack of sophisticated voting going on, I fear. Does no one in the Antipodes value the benefit of HP source? Bought to modernity? Invented circa 1895 by Frederick Gatton and named after the British Houses of Parliament. HP source has stimulated Prime Ministers Royalty et al. From Queen Elizabeth II, Winston Churchill, and unfortunately Tony Blair, says. HP sauce is the dressing for bacon sandwiches and sausage cobs. Please adjust your votes accordingly.
Well, I voted for HP sauce because that is the superior sauce. It's got that nice little vinegar tang to it.
But every time I looked, somebody else was asking for another one. Kira writes, where's the sweet chili? Where's the sriracha mayo? Where's the cucumber yogurt?
Sriracha?
Sriracha, I call it.
Okay.
And then came back again about an hour later and went, and mushroom sauce as well. Where's that as well?
So, I also teach you hollandaise because some people like that.
You did then. I got a lot of calls for gravy. Then someone, Melanie Jane's like, where's the lemon? I'm like,
I kind of thought lemon was a given. Don't people just do that anyway?
I thought lemon was fish.
No, people put it on the chips as well.
Vinegar got asked for, but that was already there, so vinegar got asked for.
Yep.
The only correct answer is nothing. Only a deviant puts sauce on their chips.
Do they put salt on their chips, though, this person?
But this is weird, because Stuart in the UK put, need HP and vinegar, never ever put salt on chips.
Huh.
I could never eat chips without salt. Has to be HP brand sauce. Also loads of vinegar as well. That's from Stephen in the UK. Ian. NC Island garlic butter.
Oh, yeah.
So,
if you have, like, shrimps, it'd be good with it.
Yeah, but the voting, there was a lot of votes. Lots of people. And what won out in the end? So let me see if I can find a top three. Well, in third place was other. Even though there's about 28
options
there.
Gravy or something?
No, gravy's there. Gravy got 6%. Other got 10%. This was all the people that wanted
hollandaise.
No one wanted hollandaise apart
from you. I don't actually eat hollandaise, but some people want hollandaise.
Second place with 26% of the vote was aioli.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then the winner.
What? Tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce. 29%.
Do you know what always tastes superior? Tomato sauce. You know that tomato sauce that comes in a tin that you can get at fish and chip shops?
Ugh.
No, that tomato sauce always tastes nicer than every other tomato sauce I've had.
I like jalapeno tomato sauce.
Do you actually, or are you just being funny?
No, I love that spicy food.
Do you put jalapeno in the tomato sauce?
There's a tomato sauce you can buy that's like jalapeno-y tomato sauce.
Jalapeno-y?
Tomato sauce.
I quite like jalapeno-y. Do you like pickles or jalapenos more?
Oh, jalapenos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you love a pickle.
Oh, I do. Well, I've had to eat all of my kids' pickles. The acidic value of my body at the moment must be
just very high. That's probably
control.
Why your back went out.
That's right. Nobody could touch me because they would just melt if they had to touch me. Yeah, the only way I could balance after I had a Macca's with the kids, The only way I could balance my body is by eating about 2 pieces of chalk.
Oh, my gosh.
For chemistry students. It was a pH joke.
It was a pH joke.
A pH level joke.
A PhD level joke?
No, just a pH, as in like your acid alkaline.
Oh, I was making a joke back saying it was only for doctors.
Tish. Enough of the shambles. So anyway, tomato ketchup won out. We will go and put another poll up this weekend, and then we'll see. I could not believe that was just so popular.
The poll or the tomato
the
sauce?
The poll. Which is like, when we've talked about burgers and sandwiches, they've been popular, but just a sauce.
Do you know what I have a love-hate relationship with, though? With those, who? Like, sauces that look like the tomato that you can never get the sauce out of because the plastic's too hard.
Those things.
Those are terrible, but they look cool.
When I was at school, because vinegar's a massive thing in the UK
on
chips.
Yes, it is, yeah.
I knew some kids who got caught at a restaurant. Because what they'd done is they took all the vinegar things to the toilet, emptied them and filled them full of Coke. As in cola, not as in the white substance. They would have been high chips. But no, they filled it full of Coke and they got caught and they were like, shh, suspended. So, so thank you everybody for participating in this week's food poll. Highly, highly, highly popular and looking forward to coming up with something again. If you want something polled, send us a note on one of our social pages, and you can be a guest pollster on the show.
A guest pollster?
Yes, indeed.
Not a guest poltergeist, though?
No.
Or is that just Halloween only?
That's Halloween only.
Okay.
Do you want to move on to some football?
Football. Shall we start with the preseason?
Let's do it. Preseason week 3. I actually did quarterback watch again.
Dun, dun, dun.
So week 1, there were 17 starting quarterbacks. I thought more would play the closer it got to the season. It went completely the opposite way.
Yes, they know.
Only
reason.
Eight starting quarterbacks started. This is probably why the games were so toilet.
Yes.
There were a couple of good games, but there was a lot of toilet. I think one thing that was confirmed this weekend is the horrificness of the Bengals weekend when the Colts can put 41 points on you.
I know, it's made it quite hard to pick my week 1 prediction.
No defence is what I put. No defence, no Burrow. There was no. The Bengals were 2 of 11 on third downs. Bengals did not even get 100 yards passing.
That's, wow.
Not a one-man team in any way, shape or form.
No, but they do have Daniel Jones leading the Colts.
They do. What game would you like to go to next?
I would like to talk about the Lions and my favourite Arkansas player, Isaac Tesla.
Now we've got to find the Lions game. The Lions were terrible.
Oh, but he got a touchdown on a 33-yard beautiful throw, and he did an amazing worm celebration.
Oh, in the end zone. Well, the caterpillar. Ah, excellent. Yeah, the Detroit Lions destroyed by the Houston Texans. Beat down.
Houston D-line looks great.
Yeah, Texans double total yards, double passing, double rushing, and the Lions had less than 20 minutes possession. 28 first downs to 9, 71 plays to 36.
But they do have Isaac Tesla.
They do. But it was the Lions, they looked out. I'm really jury out on the Lions this year with that change.
I'm not, but you are, yes.
I am. The next game, which had massive interest for me, was the Rams-Browns, because I was interested, was Matthew Stafford going to appear? But not only did Stafford not appear, neither did Stetson Bennett.
No.
Which says to me, my uneducated knowledge of American football, is they're not convinced that Stafford's going to play, so they could not risk injuring Bennett.
Yes, that's what I would think as well.
So Rams 17, the Browns quarterback conundrum. I don't know if we really got a lot out of this game again other than probably Dylan Gabriel's number two.
We got a conspiracy theory out of this game.
Oh, is this Shadur?
Yes. So, I quite enjoyed that part of it. Conspiracy theory, Shadur, the Browns are trying to tank him. Sabotage. Yes.
But I reckon he's one that could go to another team and he would be great. It's interesting watching Trey Lance now. He's a different player.
I thought there were two good rookie tight ends in this game, and Terrence Ferguson for the Rams and Harold Fennin Jr. for the Browns.
Yes. Another game which I thought was good because there were two starting quarterbacks actually in the game.
Is that the Bears?
The Bears versus the Chiefs. Two observations for me.
Yes.
Number one, the Chiefs look good.
The Chiefs look so good. And the deep balls, oh, I was like, yes, they're back. Oh. They're back. They're back to 2024.
It killed me watching how good they were. Even Travis Kelce looked like he'd lost 5 years.
Yeah.
He looked like Mahomes. Although Mahomes was only about 50%. What was he? 8 of 13, 143, one touchdown.
But he still looked good.
He did. 14 different receivers the Chiefs tried out.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams. I know everyone thinks I hate Caleb Williams, right? Yes. I thought he struggled like hell against the number one defense. Not the number one, but a number one. A
set 100%
of
ones. Like the starters.
He really, you look at his numbers and you go 11 of 15, 130 and one touchdown. It did not look like that.
No, he did overcome it a bit, which is a good sign, and that he should be able to going forward, but that is a concern.
What was interesting is the guy that came on after him, Tyson Bagent, I think his name's pronounced.
Yes, signed this week for a $10 million contract.
20 of 28, 212, three touchdowns. Bears went 19-0 in the fourth quarter.
Did you see him announce like how happy he was for his contract as well? It was a very emotional scene on the podium. It was quite
That's
quite
pretty
nice
cool.
Also, Chiefs traded for a nose tackle, probably to assist the amount of running backs in their division that they're going to face.
Yes. What else was worth it in there? The worst game was the Jags-Dolphins. That was a tough watch.
Do you know what was terrible, though? It was the Dolphins starting offense versus the Jaguars' backups.
I know. Tua looked all right. 4 of 8, 49 yards, one touchdown. Quinn Ewers looked actually decent.
Mm.
Zach Wilson looked relatively good.
Do you know who also looked good, though? The Arkansas kicker, Cam Little.
Yeah, he always looks good. That guy is going to break the record this year.
Oh, 100%.
And I hope he does it in game one.
Against the Panthers, because you want to see
it. Because I'm going to be there, yeah. So, yes, he's looking good.
Speaking of the Panthers, should we go to the Steelers game? This was heartbreaking for me because Derek Harmon's injury to his knee. I was like, oh, no, I picked you for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
There's two things that really surprised me about this. Is one... Well, I'll come to the Panthers in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers has not played any game snaps with any of his offense,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to just go straight in.
Yep.
This is not 2005 Aaron Rodgers. This is 2025 Aaron Rodgers, who's 42 or whatever he is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that decision at all.
Nope.
Really don't understand that decision.
It does feel like a Tomlin decision, though.
Yeah. But the Steelers are going to be okay. They're in the second toughest division in the NFL.
And they're the Steelers.
Yeah, they're always great on defense. They will be better on defense than most of the teams in that division, with probably the exception of the Ravens.
The Browns' actually defense looks pretty all right.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the Browns in a minute. We may have slept on the Browns.
We. Wait, you're just throwing me into the sleeping situation, okay?
I want to talk about the Panthers for 2 minutes. Well, not 2 minutes, 2 seconds.
Sure.
Probably the most mismanaged preseason I've ever seen. Horrendous. 23 points total. 23 for three games.
Yep.
You put Bryce Young in for two sets of snaps in game two, of which he completes nothing. And then you give him no more time on the field when the genuine backup quarterback is already injured and not playing.
Yes. Do you want to go to another franchise with issues?
Yes.
The Jets.
What happened to that promise?
I don't know,
but
it's gone quite quickly. The bloom is off the rose.
Game one, we were like, the Jets, look at the Jets.
Bloom is off the rose.
Oh, Lord. They were terrible. I'm sure I had some facts about the Jets. They were rubbish.
Yes.
Eagles 19, and the Eagles played no one.
The Eagles just did a trade for the quarterback because their backup, Tanner McKeega, went down with an injury as well.
Yeah, the Jets, not good. But I do want to talk quickly about the Browns before we move on. They are looking a hell of a lot better than what I thought.
For the defense?
Yeah. Yes. Just in general.
Well, Kevin Stefanski's a good coach. Like, you can't actually deny that fact.
No, he's a very good coach. But they've gone 3-0 in the preseason, and I know you can't make too much of the preseason, although the Ravens always used to love the fact that they'd won 25 preseason games on the trot or something like that.
Yeah.
But, the Browns have looked a hell of a lot better than what I thought they were going to be. I thought they were going to be a joke. The QB situation was ridiculous. But they have done really well in preseason.
Yes.
I'll tell you who hasn't done well in preseason.
Who is that?
Commanders.
Yes, so their wide receiver competition, if they don't sign Terry McLaurin, their wide receivers are looking very scarce.
No, they were average. Ravens, not even with Lamar, Derrick Henry, anyone like that.
The Ravens do have some good depth at running back, though. I was surprised.
30-3. I tell you a team who I did pick,
yes,
who I have now got concerns about.
Oh, who's that?
Atlanta Falcons.
I see, I didn't pick them, so I'm quite happy with my decision.
I was there.
Their right tackle's now out. Their right tackle's out as well. They're starting right tackle. Yep.
Yeah,
sorry.
I had them for the AFC South, and I'm there. That decision looks... But I didn't think too much of your Bucks this weekend. I know you're riding high on the Bucks.
I love the Bucks. Did you see wide receiver Tez Johnson's backflip in the end zone? That was spectacular, and his catch. And I love the energy around the Bucks offense. I do like the Bucks.
I want to talk about Shane Buscelli for the Bills. 25 of 30, 278.
I also quite like that Frank Cord Jr. is now on the Bills. That's just a cute little story.
Yes, that's good. Yeah, that is a good story. And for the 49ers, Terrell Owens' son.
Oh, that's cute. I didn't know that one.
Playing for the 49ers as well.
Yeah.
It was really funny because today Terrell Owens came out and went, if the 49ers looking for a WR1, I'm still available.
I honestly would
Terrell
love that.
Terrell reckons he can come back.
I would love that. Well, they've been trying to get some... They just traded for Brian Robinson, and then they got Sky Moore, so they're really not happy with their skill players at the moment.
No, well, Terrell Owens, I don't know, this was like a random fact when I was watching TV one night. When he was playing, his BMI, his body fat ratio, was something like
3%.
Yeah, it was like 3%.
He was
just absolutely cut. I got a question for you. I don't think the rest of the games are worth talking about, are they?
No, not really.
No.
Well, I'm trying to look through quickly. Oh, the only thing is, I think the Giants should start Dart week one.
Well, my question to you was going to be, biggest story of the preseason.
Biggest story of the preseason. And I texted you back, Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, what is going on?
Yeah.
That's like the biggest story out there. If going positive, though, Jackson Dart should start.
Yeah, and he was, if you see there, biggest preseason story, Jackson Dart has probably been arguably the best quarterback across the whole preseason.
Yes, 100%.
If they've pulled that out of the second round or wherever they pulled him from.
End of the first.
Yeah. That's going to be a great pick.
Oh, 100%.
Lamar was end of the first, wasn't he, as well?
Yeah, he was the last.
Was he third too? Mm. So, yeah, Jackson Dart looks very good. Russell Wilson must be like, not again. Not again.
No, but Russell Wilson did it in the Seattle.
Yeah, he did. He did it, and now it's been done to him. So that winds up preseason. The great news is NFL, 1.5 weeks, it's back.
And this weekend we got week zero of college football. Should we quickly talk Iowa State, Kansas State game?
The Aer Lingus Challenge played in Dublin. The first 10 minutes of that game was tough.
The weather conditions.
The weather was awful.
So many drops, so many fumbles. It was hard to watch. But, oh my God, can I talk about my new favorite college player?
Go on.
Big Citrus.
Oh, Big Citrus.
Big Citrus, Iowa State nose tackle, best nickname. Just so great.
It is a great nickname. Avery Johnson was playing for Kansas State in that game, being touted as a Heisman candidate. 21 of 32, 73, 2 touchdowns, and rushed for a touchdown as well.
Mm. And that man has beautiful hair.
He does have. I was just about to say, did you spot the hair?
Yeah. Beautiful.
When he finishes football, he could go and be a judge and wouldn't even need to put a wig on.
No, it was spectacular.
Spectacular hair. Amazing, though, the QB that won the game, Rocco Becht, 14 of 28. Oof.
Still won the game, though.
I know, but that pass at the end was what won it. Yeah, the first 10 minutes was tough.
Kansas State really only stayed in the game because of the big plays, though.
Correct. They did.
If they didn't have those, that would have been worse.
The other two key games we looked at was Kansas 31, Fresno State 7.
That
was hard to watch. I almost thought Jaden Daniels had gone back to college.
Oh, EJ Warner?
No, because there's a player on the team called Jalen Daniels.
Oh, that's
funny. So I went and did a check and they are not related.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a Jalen Daniels. EJ Warner was awful.
That's what I was going to ask. I was confused.
Yeah. The best game for me the weekend was Hawaii 23, Stanford 20.
Just because it ended on a game-winning field goal.
Yeah. And who was Stanford? Who was on the coaching staff?
Frank Wright.
So, yeah, still not having much luck. A bit of a shock result as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because they have Andrew Luck leading the program as well, so yes. They expected a better
former Stanford alumni. Do you know who else was a Stanford alumni? Not American football related.
Is it you?
No, God, no.
It felt like you were setting up to say that you were.
I barely got through school, never mind Stanford.
Stanford.
Tiger Woods.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Tiger Woods went to Stanford as well. So, and John Elway.
Went to Stanford?
Yes, when he left and got picked by the Colts and said no. That's how he ended up in Denver. So, college football week zero. Great news is college football week one.
This weekend. And you will be at the game, LSU versus Clemson?
LSU versus Clemson. Can't wait to be there. Not confident.
That's all right. I'm pretty confident in Clemson.
Yeah. They've got arguably the favourite for the...
Heisman.
For the... Cade Kubik, or whatever his name is.
Speaking week one, should we go to NFL week one predictions?
Let's do it. Let's go through them. Which one would you like to start with?
Should we start with Frank Reich's old team, the Colts?
The Colts, oh my God.
Colts versus Dolphins.
Oh, yes. Who have you got?
Colts, easy. Dolphins camp, what is going on? That was it.
I've actually picked the Dolphins.
Do you think it'll be an upset?
I think it'll be an upset. I think the Dolphins will come out. I think Tua's there, Tyreek, all those, Waddle. I think they'll shock. I'm still not sold on either of those quarterbacks at the Colts.
Yeah, I was never sold on them.
No.
You know where I stand. They should trade for Kirk Cousins.
That's right, yes.
So, other game I found really hard to pick, actually, was Bengals versus Browns. I ended up picking the Bengals.
Yes, I've picked the Bengals. I have to pick the Bengals because I've put them in the Super Bowl and I've got Joe Burrow as MVP, so I've had to pick the Bengals. It's got to happen.
Yeah. What about your Falcons, your beloved Falcons right now?
Oh, God.
I have the Bucks.
What have I got? No, I've picked the Falcons.
So you've picked the Falcons?
I've got him.
Have you just...
I've got no choice.
relatively easy pick for me, Chiefs versus Chargers. I picked Chiefs.
Oh, after that week three preseason performance, my God.
And the Chargers are very injured.
Yes, already.
Like super injured. It's really bad.
And interesting, the former Ohio State coach, the one who had that mayor and at Jacksonville. Ah, what's his name?
Urban Meyer
has called for Jim Harbaugh to be suspended from the NFL.
Yes, yeah, there's a lot going on.
So
there.
That's interesting, and Harbaugh will not talk about it.
Well, why would you?
Jets, Steelers, Aaron Rodgers going back to he's going to
I've
punish them.
Steelers.
He's going to punish them.
Cowboys versus Eagles, starting game.
Cowboys, Eagles. Oh, it's got to be the Eagles.
I've the Eagles. It was
nothing,
very easy.
Nothing that the Cowboys. I mean, Dak hasn't played all preseason. Micah Parsons probably not going to play unless they get it sorted. He is the defense. Jags, Panthers,
easy.
Yeah,
it was.
I'm
really
afraid
not.
So. I'm very sorry, love.
Raiders, Patriots. I think will be the best game of the weekend.
Oh yes, who did I pick? I picked the Raiders, even though I've got the Patriots going to the.
I have the Patriots, and I think Henderson will have the better running game.
I think the. Problem for the Raiders is Ashton Jeanty has just not happened.
Also, the
defense. Preseason, yeah.
And the skilled players actually that Geno's throwing to. Besides Brock Bowers, who do you have? Also, it's the battle of the squatting coaches.
That's right, yes. Seahawks, 49ers.
Seahawks, 49ers. I have Seahawks because I like their defense better.
Ah, I've got the 49ers.
Mm.
I just like.
And Shanahan, we trust,
Shanahan.
Is that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, That's going to be a tough division this year.
Yes.
The Rams look good.
Well, you're the 49ers in the playoffs.
That's right. That's how I've kind of got to pick them against the Seahawks. The Seahawks haven't played Darnold.
Didn't he play like two snaps or something?
I think so. I don't know. If it was...
In the first week, yeah.
It was absolutely minimal. It was nothing.
The Cardinals versus Saints? Cardinals.
It's got to be the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Kyler Murray, Marvin Harrison Jr. Although the Saints put up a better performance against Denver and against the Denver Ones as well.
Yeah.
I thought the Saints played pretty well in that game, considering. I wasn't expecting anything. I thought Denver might absolutely crush them, but that didn't happen.
Giants versus Commanders?
Ooh.
This was a hard game.
This is a hard game to pick.
I went Commanders.
I picked Giants. I just nearly did. I just like where they're at.
I would have picked Giants if they were starting Dart.
Yes. Russell Wilson, interesting. I don't know if it was the last game. He did one massive moon ball, which went for a touchdown. Then he did the other one and missed the guy by about 5 yards.
Yeah.
And got intercepted, which was Russell Wilson at Denver. Talking of Denver, Broncos, Titans.
Broncos.
Has to be, surely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Titans, Cam Ward starting, but I think, that would be shock of week one if that went the other way, I reckon.
It would be... Well, week one is always strange. There's always some weird result, and that would probably be it.
Bears-Vikings?
So this was the hardest one for me to pick. And I also have fun fact, which I told you before the show. Brian Flores fired Ben Johnson when they were at the Dolphins.
So he's not going to want revenge in any way, shape or form?
Oh, not at all. It doesn't seem like he's wired like that at all, really.
No, this is the guy that pulled the entire offense off the pitch in preseason and said... Get out of here. You're rubbish. I want better than this. So,
recent Lions-Vikings games have gone the Lions' way for when he was on the Lions.
Bears.
He was on the Lions. Flores does play a very hard and tough defense. So Williams will be quite confused, potentially, especially after the Chiefs' preseason game. Justin Jefferson is back. Bears' secondary is quite banged up. So I went with the Vikings.
I've gone with the Bears. I think they're going to come out hard. I mean, I did have that kind of lie, if the Bears win 10, Ben Johnson's coach of the year, I reckon.
Yes, you do have that.
I do have that. Bills-Ravens, that is the biggest game of the week, surely.
Oh, so the Bills' defense is just so terrible, I couldn't get behind it. So I went Ravens, and they do tend to win in the season, and then they'll get to postseason, it'll be Bills-Ravens, and then the Bills will win, so... There you go.
Yeah, Lamar will go 40-4 interceptions, and then he'll throw 4 in one game in the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's how it is.
I've got the Ravens. I just think Derrick Henry and Lamar are just going to run all over them. I'm going to go Ravens 200 yards of running in that game.
Oh, easy. That's what they did last year.
Easy, yeah.
Texans-Rams? I've Texans because I don't know what's happening with Stafford, and I couldn't get behind the Rams.
Yeah, well, I was down on the Texans. Hadn't got them at all. Didn't really rate them. But that last game, they looked incredibly good. But I'm going to go the Rams because I think that they just got so much talent across the pitch.
That's fair. And final, Lions versus Packers.
I don't know why I've picked the Lions, but I'm grossly underwhelmed by both teams.
I know you are, but I'm more underwhelmed by the Packers.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got the Lions.
I have the Lions too.
I think if the Lions lose that game, they're going to be trouble.
Let's go Honolulu Blue.
Let's go. So that's our show.
It is.
So next time when we speak, I'll be on location.
Yes.
And we'll be bringing you all of college football week one. Don't forget to follow us on all the socials. Go to YouTube to watch the show. Go to all of the podcast platforms to listen to this again and catch up with all of our food videos. I've been Darren Lees.
And I'm DT. Have a good week.
And we'll see you next week.
Our diversity.